The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
In Washington, D.C., council candidate Nate Fleming was recently carjacked at a gas station. Police data shows carjackings are on the rise in many cities, up 55% in New York and a staggering 85% in Philadelphia.
The idea the United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Now, from the Relief Factor .com studios.
Here's Mike Gallagher.
I just wish one day I could walk into this studio and not share with you the insanity that is kind of exploding all around us. Do you realize that vaccine hysteria has now reached a point where hospitals are literally killing patients who don't want to get vaccinated? Do you realize we're there? You've heard the stories, right? The heart transplant guy that has now been removed from the list. The guy's dying. 31-year-old father. Needs a heart transplant to survive. Hospital in Boston says, sorry, no can do. You're not going to get vaccinated. You die. Guy somewhere else, I think, needs a kidney transplant or something. I mean, they're killing people. They're willing to kill people to make their point about the vaccine. They're killing people. And we just sit around and watch this? Not everybody does. There's a South Carolina legislator, Bill Chumley, who has co-sponsored a bill in South Carolina making it illegal to inquire about your vaccination status. In order to be from an employer, you can't, a potential employer can't ask you for your vaccine status at all. Not only an employer, but any other organization can't ask about your vaccine status. And depending on where you are on all of this, is how you'll respond. You'll either say, "Yeah, well, get the shot, dummy. You get it. You'll live as long as you get the vaccine." The 31-year-old father, his father, the father of DJ Ferguson, says it's kind of against his basic principles. He doesn't believe in the vaccine. It's a policy they're enforcing, so since he won't get the shot, they took him off the list of a heart transplant. My son has gone to the edge of death to stick to his guns, and he's been pushed to the limit. Now, admittedly, I wouldn't make that decision. If it took a vaccine to get a life-saving heart transplant, speaking for myself, I'd get the vaccine. No ifs, ands, or buts. But if I was a hospital administrator or a doctor or a healthcare professional tasked with making a decision about providing care to a sick patient, understand, this guy evidently, and his argument is he's had COVID. He's got the antibodies, he says. He doesn't have COVID now. It's not like he's got COVID. I cannot begin to imagine how any of those hospital administrators at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston can sleep at night. Can't even begin to imagine it. Can't even begin to imagine it. Maybe you can. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Let me just flat out ask you. If you needed a heart transplant, but you don't want to get vaccinated, and you knew you would die without the heart transplant, would you relent and get the vaccine? The father says, my son has gone to the edge of death to stick to his guns. He's been pushed to the limit. Would you go to the edge of death to stick to your guns this way? Is it that important? Is it that crucial to resist? Or should a hospital, which is my position, and I got to just flat out say, I thought they all took the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm. This is pretty much the opposite of doing no harm, don't you think? I'll just flat out ask you as we kick things off. There's a lot of breaking news today. It's a great day to be with us here at the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. But let me just flat out ask you, if you needed a heart transplant and you would die without it, and the hospital where you were being treated, you know, in the bed, all hooked up to tubes and trying to stay alive, then the hospital told you, you got to get the vaccine or we're going to, well, kill you. What choice would you make? 800-655-MIKE. Let's find out with your voice, your call, your perspective next.
Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com.
Gazing at people, some.
Welcome to socialized medicine, Mike. That's what they do. You get what we give you, and that's too bad. I would be suing them so bad, I would own the medical profession. My family would be very well off.
I think a hospital would rather see him vaccinated, have COVID, and then die so they can get money. That's how sick our medical association has become these days. And all the stuff with putting them on the respirators and all that, that kills them anyway. God bless us all.
Last year I had a kidney transplant, and they made me get the vaccine before they would give me a kidney. Made me get it. They wouldn't give me the kidney without it. Thanks. God bless.
I don't even recognize the country I live in, and I am a big believer in you getting to decide what you want to do. But, you know, I guess the argument would be, I'm trying to figure out what the argument could be. We're going to take a lot of your calls. The argument is, well, the hospital gets to do what it wants to do, and they don't want to spend the money on providing resources, medical resources, as if they're not going to bill the family anyway. But they shouldn't have to provide their resources to a terrible anti-vaxxer. Let him die, and let's bring somebody in who wants a heart transplant, who's willing to get the vaccine. And I suspect most would. I mean, I get it. I would. But this guy doesn't believe in it. So the hospital says, goodbye. Get your house in order because you're going to die. I am absolutely baffled by this. Nathan is in Oklahoma City. Hey, Nathan, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Do you understand this?
I think I do. I think the issue is really even after transplant, you're going to have any.
You're breaking up real bad here. Hang on. Start over again because you're breaking up real bad here. Got some internet issues going here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. Anytime you get the transplant, they're going to have to give the person some immunization suppressant drugs. So they're probably just thinking, like, well, we need to give this guy every chance he's got. This heart makes it. Otherwise, you know, he does get COVID after transplant with immune system being compromised.
That strikes me as saying if he gets COVID, he's going to have a hard time. Well, what if he gets cancer after he gets the heart transplant? Or what if he get? Why is there an assumption or that he's going to get COVID?
Well, because it's spreading like wildfire. We don't have a vaccine for cancer. But then on top of that, if you get this guy the heart, I mean, someone else is not going to get a heart. And if they've vaccinated, might have a better chance. That's probably the logic they're thinking
with. Do you agree with that logic?
I'm not a medical doctor, so, I mean, that does somewhat make sense. I mean, I kind of get it if you got somebody that's, you know, needs a heart and they've got a better chance at survival.
So the hospital gets to just pick and choose. Let's see, that person has a better chance. It's like the caller said a minute ago. Remember years ago when I think it was Sarah Palin raised the issue of death panels with Obamacare and socialized medicine, the concern that the government gets to make a choice? Well, you get to live, you die. Well, you're 73, so you don't get life-saving treatment, but you're 59, so you do. Doesn't it strike you as chilling that a hospital would even begin to go down this path and say, well, if you don't get a vaccine, you're going to have to die?
Well, not necessarily, because anytime with transplants, they have to make those decisions all the time.
Who makes those decisions all the time? What do you mean?
Well, doctors, like, they have to look at it. Like, you know, if someone's like 70 years old, like, you know, they're on a waiting list for a heart transplant versus someone who, like in this guy's case, is 30.
That's what I just said. That's what I mean. So they're picking and choosing. They're playing God, and they're going to decide, you know. And I understand your point that it's like, I guess, playing the percentages and saying, well, this person statistically has a better chance. But again, with COVID, you say it's spreading like wildfire. Everybody's agreeing that most people have mild symptoms like I did. I still don't know if I had Omicron or Delta. I suspect it was Omicron over Christmas, but mild. I also had monoclonal antibodies. Well, the FDA and the Biden administration say no more. They've stopped that. The FDA has all of a sudden decided that monoclonal antibodies aren't effective against the Omicron variant, so they're going to stop they're forbidding anybody from getting it. Here's Ron DeSantis' reaction. What clip, guys? Here's Governor Ron DeSantis reacting to the announcement by the FDA and the Biden administration that nobody can get the Regeneron or the monoclonal antibodies treatment anymore.
But it's really a reckless decision to be able to take this option away from patients when we've had the site set up, we've had this distributed to different medical groups or hospitals, and if somebody wants to try, it was very effective against the Delta. If you look at once that program went in, you know, you saw a huge decline in hospitalizations, and we were proud to be able to fill a void which shouldn't have existed if you had people, the higher-ups, were actually promoting early treatment, which they weren't. So we're proud of that. But even if with Omicron it's half as effective or even 25% as effective, that's better than nothing for people. And as I've said, anecdotally, we've had people that have had their symptoms resolved after doing it just in the last month of doing this. So this is wrong what they're doing. And we have many people now who are very concerned because they were going to go in and get it today or tomorrow. And now they're being told that it would be illegal for a provider to give it to them, all based off one observational, non-peer-reviewed study. And this is done, I think, in a very haphazard fashion.
You know, all I can do is speak from personal experience on all of this. You know, I shared with you my journey. You shared with me your journey. I got vaccinated. Many of you don't believe in vaccinations. That's okay. I got the booster. Many of you don't want to get the booster. A few weeks after I got the booster, I got COVID. The day after I tested positive for COVID, I went over to a Greek Orthodox church set up as a monoclonal antibodies treatment center by the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis at the helm, and I got a 25-minute infusion of monoclonal antibodies. By the next day, I felt like a new man. Now, you could say, well, it had nothing to do with the monoclonal antibodies. Well, maybe it did. Nobody knows for sure. What are you going to tell me, FDA, that I didn't feel better the day or so after I got the monoclonal antibodies? I don't understand any of this. I mean, honest to goodness, I feel like we have gone so far down a rabbit hole, and everything is inside out. And believe me, I guarantee you there's somebody right now listening on the left who says, this Mike Gallagher guy, he's an anti-vaxxer. He's a vax denier. He's a kook. He's killing people. He's vaccine hesitant. If I'm vaccine hesitant, why did I get it? I'm not vaccine hesitant. But that's what the left has done. If you're vaccine hesitant, or if you're not hesitant, but if you're willing to defend the right of people to make a medical decision for their own body, you're some kind of an anti-vaccine kook. 1-800-655-MIKE. Unbelievable. We're going to lighten the mood, too, a little bit. I got to tell you about Peter Dinklage and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. It's probably going to get me a lot of trouble, but we need a little levity on an action-packed Wednesday. Stay tuned.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
As COVID goes, so goes Joe Biden's presidency. And right now, COVID is a major health and political problem. The CDC has offered confusing and at sometimes contradictory advice. And stay-at-home guidelines have given us a feeling of a recurring nightmare. All of it adds up to a big political problem. The president pledged to restore confidence in the government's ability to competently handle this crisis.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show brought to you by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. We're going to catch up with our pal, Andy. It's so funny when there's an internet problem. I can't even remember Andy Mangione's name because it's weird. It's like when you're flying the plane and all of a sudden you hear, dive, dive. So Tracy's in here scrambling. Isn't it crazy how our lives depend on this technology that is able to just go, just blink, bloop, and there it goes. So we're working on it. We got everything. That's why some of the callers are kind of crackling up a little bit. We think we're getting that part fixed. Let me take the opportunity to remind you about a deal of all deals. And I asked Mike Lindell this week, since we keep seeing these incredible numbers from Mike Gallagher Show listeners supporting MyPillow. And as we get closer to the midterm elections, everybody is aware of Mike's role in fighting for election integrity. Everybody knows how the big box stores canceled Mike, kicked MyPillow out of the stores. The home shopping networks won't have him on. His name for the beast, you know what I call the establishment, the media, is mud, right? And all you do is you just keep buying pillows. You keep buying towels. You keep buying bathrobes. You just support MyPillow. And for that, we are profoundly grateful. And this is sort of a payback. Mike Lindell has put together an offer exclusively for Team Gallagher. Because you are a listener to this show, I'll bet you heard me talk about the Giza Dream Sheets, right? These soft, luxurious sheets made from the finest cotton on earth. You crawl into bed, when your bed has these Giza Dream Sheets, you'll get the best night's sleep you've ever had in your life. They're smooth, they're silky. You know, picture like a five-star hotel and the best sheets imaginable. Right now, you'll save 60% off a set of Giza Dream Sheets with prices as low as $39.99 when you use the promo code Mike G. And as a bonus, we'll throw in a free copy of Mike's book, What Are the Odds? That's right, free copy of Mike's book, a great inspirational story of a guy who went from a crack addict to CEO. What Are the Odds? Mike's book, 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets, prices as low as $39.99. How do you not love that deal? Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box, and with anything you order, enter the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code Mike G, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G, like we've been talking about this hour, I'm learning about hospitals that are literally condemning patients to die if they don't get vaccinated for COVID. And I'm absolutely blown away by this. It blows my mind. It makes me crazy to realize that we're all sitting around with our mouths sort of hanging open a little bit, and we're saying, well, you know, the vaccines work, and they're wonderful, and they're supposed to solve everything. They've been telling us for 2 years that the vaccines are the answer, so we're getting the vaccines. If you have a heart, if you need a heart transplant, if you are on death's door and the hospital says, guess what, you're not going to get the transplant unless you get a vaccine, that's not something I recognize. That's not a country I recognize. That's not a country I recognize. I don't know how we can sit around and look at that and say we're okay with that. And, you know, you could make all kinds of arguments. I mean, I could take both sides of the argument. I could say, anecdotally, I get it. If it was my loved one, I'd urge my loved one, hey, without the vaccine, you're going to die. They won't give you the heart transplant. And I'll also share a personal observation that'll get me in trouble. I admit I don't fully understand vaccine resistance. But that's me. I'm 61. Maybe if you're 29 and you're female and you want to have a baby, maybe you're worried about reproductive health issues. I don't know. I don't understand. I've got people in my life. They just will not get it. They will not get it. They will not get it. There's some friends of mine in California. One of them in their 70s, sick as could be after 2 years or a year of resisting the vaccine. And the family said, please get it, please get it. Nope, not going to get it. Went through hell. Made it, thank the Lord. But I'm thinking, if you laid there in your sick bed for 13 or 14 days, you're 70-something years old, you're that opposed to the vaccine? Why? I don't understand it, but people do their own research. It's your body. You get to make a decision. And I should never tell you what you should inject. I'm sorry. That's a fundamental principle that we should all adhere to. That's called medical choice. Autonomy. I'm lost. I'm absolutely lost here. Jenny is in Lewis, Delaware, in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Jenny, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm fine, but I'm tired of all this crap. We have got to start doing something. They are now violating their own oath.
That's right.
Which says they will protect us by not letting us have the medicines, which means we have to choose whether we want to live or die. These are people we are paying, folks. We are paying this. It's time to blow up D.C. And I mean all of D.C. person there has done anything critical enough to help us out.
That's why. And I want to make sure.
All the bills you want, we are still living in the same hell we started in 2020.
I hear you. People.
And that's what I got to say.
I know. I hear you, Jenny. People are fired up. And I know I hope she means blow up means elect out, blow out every one of them from office and get Republicans elected. That's our only chance. I mean, there is something we can do. I mean, look at what they're doing. Florida's going to push back, but she's right. Isn't that interesting? So they're going to deny a medical treatment called monoclonal antibodies. They'll cut that off. And then on the other hand, they'll deny needed life-saving health care for heart transplant patients. Okay, that makes sense. That's good. That's really good. Thanks. I'm glad we're where we are. 800-655-MIKE. Chris is in Tampa, where we are. Hey, Chris, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for everything you do. I got a comment about that guy that called before about the immunosuppressant. Okay, well, you can get COVID if you get the vaccine. So what's he even talking about?
Well,
and
you can get. We know
people
now
that are going to take care of this guy in the hospital.
Right.
Have had the vaccine, right?
Well, we know now that obviously you can get COVID if you have the. I got it after having the vaccine and the booster, and many people. I'm sure we know everybody. Everybody we know has gotten it.
Sure.
But let's also look at the argument now that they use, which I guess many people don't believe. Your chances of hospitalization and death are dramatically, overwhelmingly reduced if you're vaccinated. And I had a very easy time.
Do you honestly believe that?
Do I?
Yes,
I don't
because
know.
When
I don't
it
know.
Was before, we're going to be fine. We don't have to wear the mask. Everything's going to be back to normal. Then, oh, by the way, it started as breakthrough cases. Now it's mainstream that everybody's getting it that has the vaccine.
I know. I mean, I'm with you. But here's what, when you said, do I believe that? Here's what I know. And I'm not a big mouth on the radio. I'm no doctor. I'm no scientist. I want everybody to survive and get through this thing. I want to get this stupid chapter over with. Here's what I know.
Yes, sir.
I believe the statistic, and I've had it verified and I've had it vetted. The majority of people hospitalized or dying right now are unvaccinated. Now, I believe that statistic. Do you believe that or do you not?
I honestly don't know. And if you say it and you've been able to verify it, I just know that it's such a moving pendulum that it makes you. And then when you see the monoclonals get shut down, you just sit there and your dog whistle has to go.
You can't believe it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. When I heard that last night, they're shutting down monoclonal antibodies? What?
It's insane. It's insane. For what? And here's the other thing, Mike, with that is how are they telling that it's Omicron? They don't know. That I can tell you that right now. If they're telling you that it's all Omicron, they're lying through their teeth. There's no way they can distinguish that.
When I got it and I was treated by my doctor, who's a great doctor here in the Tampa Bay area, I asked him, I said, hey, doc, did I have Omicron? He said, well, we'll never know. I said, we'll never know. He goes, we don't test for that. You're right.
That's
so
the truth.
Yet, and yet they can give us a statistic with certainty, X percent of people are getting Omicron. How do they know if I don't know? I'm the one that got it.
Exactly. And I don't mean to take a real quick. There was a young lady in CVS, 20 years old, that was in tears because same thing. She needed a heart, not a heart transplant, but a operation. And I happened to hear her, and they weren't going to give it to her unless she got the vaccine. 20 years old. And I happened to be standing next to her, and when she got off the phone, I said, I'm sorry, I happened to hear everything. Can I talk to you for a minute? Just shared some things with her. I'm like, you don't have to take that vaccine if you don't want to, honey. Unbelievable.
We are in upside down world, my friend. Great hearing from you, Chris. Thanks very much for your call. 16 before the hour. And listen, you know me. You disagree with what we are hearing right now? If you think we're all crazy, please call. 1-800-655-MIKE. Meantime, we got the November midterms coming. A lot of people focused on election integrity, as we should be. Andy Mangione from AMAC is going to talk about an initiative that you're going to want to hear about involving our election process and what we can do to preserve the integrity of America's elections. That and a whole lot more coming up.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com. Mike Gallagher.
From the very beginning, they've been using overstuffed hospitals as an excuse, as the ploy, as the fulcrum to get people to take the injection. But the reality is, Mike, the hospitals are not full. They're not full of unvaccinated. They're just not full in general. Look at all the TikTok videos nurses spend all day making. Thanks for what you do, Mike. Peace.
Heart transplant patients have to get shots of all nature, including antiviral and antifungal, so that the body doesn't reject the heart and they don't get sick and they don't waste the transplant on somebody who could die. They want to take away all the risks.
Wait a minute. That's not their argument, though. You've misstated the hospital's position. This isn't a condition for a heart transplant. They've made it a condition for a heart transplant, but these aren't antifungal vaccines, and you know it. Nice try. What a mess. This story out of Ohio. This guy is Shamgar Connors, 42, husband, father of two. He and his wife, a nurse, decided against taking the vaccine after the entire family had COVID. Now, despite his prior COVID-19 COVID infection, his unvaccinated status will not allow him an active spot on the list for a life-saving kidney transplant. That's out of Virginia. Ohio mother denied. I mean, it's happening all over the country. Unbelievable. Let's welcome back our pal Andy Mangione from AMAC. We visit every week. We are in upside down world, my friend. I mean, man, it just feels, Andy, like up is down, left is right. You better get that vaccine or you're not going to get a heart transplant, so you're going to go off and die. We got the midterms coming because, to me, I'm a political watcher. I watch this stuff. I've lived this for four decades. I am so ready for the midterm elections, but continually I have callers say, but we better get it right. What are we doing to ensure the integrity of our election? Are we going to do poll watching? Are we going to have election workers? And that's precisely what AMAC is all about right now, right?
Absolutely, Mike. Our members have been telling us for well over a year, what can I do? What can I do? You can get involved. Now, I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but yesterday was National Poll Worker Recruitment Day. And AMAC has teamed up with the U.S. Election Assistance Commission to inform our 2.3 million members of how easy it is to sign up to play a vital role in one of our most foundational rights, our precious right to vote. Now, think back to last fall's gubernatorial election in Virginia. There was an unprecedented amount of scrutiny for that election because of the significant amount of participation by Virginians serving as poll workers. And Mike, many of these Virginians were AMAC members. In recognition of National Poll Worker Recruitment Day, we kicked off a campaign to encourage AMAC members to get involved in both the forthcoming primary elections and the midterms in November. Mike, this is a campaign that will last many months, and you can count on us to thoroughly follow up this call to action to activate the AMAC membership to get involved in the election process by becoming a poll watcher, election worker, whatever their states call it.
Now, I have to tell you that we placed a urgent call over to AARP to ask them what role are they playing in preserving election integrity. Here was their official response. I mean, it's true. There aren't any other organizations that represent 50-plus Americans that are doing what AMAC does. If you haven't joined AMAC and gotten your senior card for $16 a year, what are you waiting for? I mean, I know that a lot of people are driven into the arms of AMAC because groups like the AARP and others aren't doing this kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, they've got the discounts for hotels and benefits, roadside assist. Well, you guys have all that, but you're advocating for seniors in a way that no other group does. And that's why I'm so proud to be an honorary lifetime member, Andy. And we're at 2.3 million. We got to keep building those numbers because, let's face it, there's strength in numbers.
Absolutely, Mike. We're doing everything we can, and we're so proud to be a partner and to be on your program to help spread the word.
It's a big deal. It really is. And I'm proud to welcome you every week and proud to invite people to join AMAC. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com. It just takes a couple of minutes to sign up. Again, it's $16 a year. And do me a favor, Andy. Give me 30 seconds on what the benefits are when you join. Besides having this great advocacy group in our corner fighting for us on Capitol Hill, what are some of the most appreciated benefits of being an AMAC member?
Well, Mike, we built a robust menu of benefits, including all kinds of insurance products from under 65 to over 65, all the Medicare products, a wonderful roadside assistance program, lifestyle benefits, including discounts on hearing aids, financial services, recommendations to help people navigate their way through their retirement. We have counselors that help people guide their way when they first become eligible for Social Security. Our AMAC Foundation has a free Social Security advisory service. You don't even have to be an AMAC member to take advantage of it. So, and we are constantly improving this menu of benefits to make as an appealing package of member benefits as possible to encourage people to join AMAC.
It's a great organization. Call today to join 855-624-6229. 855-624-6229 or go to GallagherForAMAC.com. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Mike. God bless.
Coming up, have you seen the video of the government releasing adult male migrants, illegals, into our communities all over the country? And where do you hear the Harlem City Councilwoman offering condolences to the family of the cop killer who killed two cops? That and more all ahead.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.